Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
It's a constant, it is a constant refrain of many parents. Get off that screen or switch that bloody thing off. But while most of us are worrying and stressing about the amount of screen time our children are getting, especially in lockdown, you know, one has to admit, maybe we should be giving them and ourselves a bit of a break. That's according to an unusual source, Harry McGee of the Irish Times, who usually writes about politics, but has been writing today in defence of screen time for kids. Now, Harry, you're very welcome to the programme. What is going on here? You're usually a beacon of common sense and erudition. Tell me what the story is.
Why am I not in this instance, Cormac?
You'll have to convince me, Harry.
Sense of erudition.
You'll have to convince me that screen time is good for kids.
Well, I wasn't saying it was good, but I was saying it wasn't all that bad. I think during this lockdown, especially because it happened during winter and because there were no physical activity for kids, that we went through a period of kind of introspection, and suddenly kids were migrating to screens for hours upon hours every day. And on the first look, it looked really bad. But then when you discover what the kids are doing, I discovered that it wasn't quite as bad as it had first appeared to me. In the first instance, they started playing these games, which I'd never heard of before, called Roblox. And Roblox is almost like catnip for any kid between the ages of 8 and 12 or 13, particularly girls. I think the boys are more into the Xbox. But the same thing happens. They play the game. But in tandem with that, they're also talking to their friends. They're talking to their friends via a WhatsApp call or a Skype call, or perhaps on one of the kind of in-game kind of communications tool. So you have a phenomenon where they're playing a game. They all have an avatar or a character. They're playing online. They can all manipulate their characters to be in the same screen. So they're actually playing together. And at the same time, they're talking together. Mm. So even though it amounts to an...
Oh, no, I hope we haven't... Oh, there, Harry, have we got you? Sorry, your line is just cutting out,
Harry.
Be. Sorry, and I think we might have missed an important part of that story as well.
Can you hear me, Sarah?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Your line just cut out, and I was actually just going to interrupt you anyway to say that I'm with you on this as it happens, because I've seen the same sort of thing happen at home with Mario Kart in our house, where you can get, you know, another household to join Mario Kart, and children can play together and have another screen up where they can talk to each other via FaceTime, and it's as if they're playing in the same room together.
Absolutely. And at a time when they weren't allowed to meet outside, at a time when they weren't at school together, this provided a very important means that they could actually talk to each other. And they talk to each other for hours. OK, they're looking at a screen, but if they weren't looking at screen, they'd be looking at television. And one of the things that changed my mind in relation to this was a psychologist who was on RTE, who was talking about screen time for kids. And she said, before you look at the screen time for kids, audit your own screen time. And I think that adults are almost worse perpetrators than kids when it looks at screen time. Just looking at myself, I spend hours every day looking at a screen for work. Mm. But then when work is over, you spend the rest of the day dipping in and out of your phone just to look at news or look at whatever's happening on your Twitter feed and what have you. So adults can be almost as bad and sometimes even worse than their own kids when it comes to screen time.
Yeah, I suppose the thing is, we sort of want to save them from ourselves in a way, don't we? We don't want them to go down the same route as we've gone down, and certainly I will be, and I think most parents will be very conscious that they're growing up in an age where screens are everywhere. It's a very different type of childhood than any of us would have experienced. So is it about, like in your experience then, is it about the type of screen? I know that, for example, your daughter has been involved in very creative screen time, like movie making.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I noticed. That's okay. First of all, that they were talking to each other, which was good. Look, there was lots of screen time, and lots of screen time isn't good. It's not good for their eyes and probably not good for their development, but it actually wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. But the second element, Sarah, was the creative element, where I noticed that my laptop, that the storage on my laptop was suddenly full and there was no space on my computer. And what had happened was that my daughter was screen recording hours and hours of this game called Brookhaven on Roblox. Roblox along with their friends. And basically what they're doing is that they're making little movies. So they screen record it and then they use all these extraordinary tools that they get from YouTube to cut the movie. They know how to dissolve, how to fade, how to use green screens, intros, outros, penpics. It's extraordinary. And then they're able to lay down music tracks and also able to put in speech, and they've written scripts as well. So I thought that was an extremely creative use of a new medium.
Yeah.
And we
far
do give out about kids using too much screen time, but they're of an age where from the moment they're born, they learn how to swipe an iPhone from picture to picture. So they're native. They know everything about digital technology.
Yeah, and they're doing so far beyond what we could do, most of us even now. Do you think, though, it's a different time, Harry, in lockdown? As you say, they're away from their friends and so on. Do you think if we do return to normal at some point in the future, normal, inverted commas, that you'll go back to limiting screen time as you were?
Absolutely. I think it was something that that happened during an extraordinary period when life was in a very abnormal state, and you had to make certain compromises. And there were compromises too, I know from talking to a lot of parents, in terms of bedtime. Bedtime, which is strictly monitored when kids are at school, went out the window, and kids tended to stay up later. I think with the return of school, which happened earlier this week and which will happen for secondary school pupils after Easter, in addition to an easing of restrictions after the 5th of April, the kids will begin to kind of return to normal activity.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I think there will be a balance struck, less and less screen time, more and more outdoor activities, more and more actual FaceTime in real life as opposed to virtually with their friends.
There, you've brought it back, Harry. Still a beacon of common sense and erudition. Harry McGee of the Irish Times. Míle buíochas leat. Gur maith agat.